24 minutes to 7 o'clock and at time for our regular health feature. And this week on Doctor Surgery, we're focusing on aches and pains that could benefit from treatment from a chiropractor. So whether it's a slipped disc, sciatica or a sports injury, or maybe you're looking for some advice on setting yourself up in a home office. I think quite a few of us were not equipped for working from home when COVID arrived and have subsequently suffered. Then you can contact our expert this morning between now and 7 o'clock. We're taking your calls and messages. So do please get in touch. You can speak to us on 021 446 0567. Alternatively, you can drop me a message on 31567. That's the SMS line. Or 072 567 1567 on the WhatsApp. We're joined this morning by Dr. Mario Stavet, who's a chiropractor at Rand Park Ridge Family Chiropractic. Thanks ever so much for joining us this morning. Great to have you with us.
Good morning, Sarah Jane. Thank you very much for having me on the show today, and good morning to all your listeners.
Listen, let's start with the basics. What does a chiropractor do, and what do you not do?
Well, the chiropractor primarily is a practice which is involved with the treatment of neck pain, back pain, headaches. So we deal primarily with problems of the spine, and it's a hands-on profession. So there's no drugs involved. We do not prescribe any medication. So it's a manual therapy. There are about 800 registered chiropractors, or over 800 registered chiropractors in South Africa at the moment. Mm. And we have to be registered with the Allied Health Professions Council of South Africa.
Are you working then on the basis, Dr. Devitt, sorry, that if your spine's in line, everything else will fall into place? Or is that a massive oversimplification?
It is a massive oversimplification, but yes, we like to keep things simple. The spine and the neurological system is the structures that control the function of the body. So all impulses, neurological impulses, start in the brain. They travel down the spinal cord into the spinal nerves and then into all the muscles and organs. So if the neurological system is functioning optimally, then the body can function optimally.
Got it.
So yes, that's primarily what I focus on, is to make my patients as optimally functional as possible. Because if the nervous system can make everything work properly, you can work properly. It's like having a very well firing computer.
Yes.
If there's bugs in the system and glitches, and you're not getting certain parts of the computer to work properly, the computer can still work, but it's not a one. It becomes a frustrating piece of equipment.
Yeah.
And the human body is a mechanical machine, and that's how we look at it.
You mentioned there that you sort of help with, you know, back pain, neck pain, and also headaches. What are the most common types of ailments that people come to you with? Do they know why they are feeling the way they do? Or do some people just kind of turn up sometimes and say, this hurts, I don't know why, I didn't have a sports injury, I haven't slept funny, it just hurts?
Yes, before the advent of Google, there was far more of people arriving at our door with a question.
Yes.
But after Dr. Google is around and sometimes confuses it with my medical qualification, it is people come in self-diagnosed a lot of the time, or with a lot of answers already.
Yes.
We just have to connect the dots properly and tell them the way forward.
One might imagine. Sorry. Go ahead. Go ahead.
To answer your first question, what type of ailments? Yeah, with the advent of COVID, things the scope of practice has changed a little bit. Mm. With primarily with the work from home, you know, we no longer the incidence of weekend warrior injuries or sporting injuries have declined, but the rise of the work from home injury is a big part of our practice these days.
Yeah, I'm sure. And we'll get on to that in just a moment, because I've certainly been fallen victim to that. One might imagine that you're dealing mostly with sports people or perhaps older people, but you can also help with little ones too. I know a couple of friends who took their very, very small babies to see a chiropractor.
Yes, the treatment range of chiropractic is from 0 to 90 or 90 plus.
Mm.
In the past, chiropractors dealt with quite a general, a general range of patient ages. These days, there's no speciality in chiropractic. However, there is a special interest, semantics, which are very important. But so, yes, the youngsters, there's pediatric chiropractors or chiropractors with special interest in pediatric patients. So, naught until six, let's say. Then there's chiropractors with special interest in sports. So, they special post-grad qualifications in how to deal with sports people. And then also those who like treating geriatric patients, which is a newer field which is developing with a special interest in that.
What sort of things are you helping very small babies with? Because one imagines that they're quite sort of malleable and flexible. One wouldn't necessarily think, oh, my baby's got a sore neck.
I think the thing we're the most famous for in the babies are the colic type conditions. Abdominal cramping, not sleeping well, fussiness, possibly problems breastfeeding. So we, for the same reason, you know, the birth process is traumatic, whether it is a natural birth or a Caesar birth. And the spine does go through certain stresses during, or does not go through certain stresses during the process in the case of Caesars. And that affects the primary function of the neurological system. And once again, this nervous system is not firing the way it should. There can be restricted areas in the nervous system, and that does inhibit the functioning of the child.
Yeah, fascinating stuff. If you're just joining us this morning, we're on the line with Dr. Marius de Wet, who's a chiropractor with Rand Park Ridge Family Chiropractic in Johannesburg, and he is helping us out this morning for doctor's surgery. Any questions that you may have about a neck pain, back pain, something that just doesn't feel right in your body, then do please get in touch on 021 446 0567. If you'd like to speak to Dr. de Wet directly, you can send me an SMS to 31567 or a WhatsApp 0725 67 1567. We've had a message in, Doctor, from Janine in Cowes River, who says, please could you ask your guest to explain the difference between a chiropractor and an osteopath? I'm also curious. What is the difference?
Yes, chiropractic and osteopathy, as a general quick answer, is very similar. It's so similar that the chiropractors and the osteopaths are registered at the same board at the Allied Health Professions Council. They, osteopaths, are allowed to be members of the Chiropractic Association of South Africa. So the two careers are very similar. The chiropractors deal primarily, though, with the function of the nervous system and the spine, where the focus of the practice is, and osteopaths more so on the circulation and the circulatory system in the body, and also the visceral system and organs. They deal a bit more into that as well as with the spine. So in a nutshell, I would say they're very similar professions, and we sit under the same hat, if you'd like to say.
Yeah.
In South Africa, there's two universities where we can study chiropractic. One is the DUT in Durban and at UJ in Johannesburg. But there's no school of osteopathy in this country. So all those, osteopathy is primarily studied in the United Kingdom at the moment.
Somebody messaging in, Lexi in Harfield Village, says, I'm 7 months pregnant and suffering with the most horrendous lower back and hip pain. Oi, I remember it well. Is there any exercise I can do to help me? Presumably you help women who are pregnant, Dr. Devin?
Yes, that is a very common condition that arises in our offices, especially in the last trimester. With the body preparing, a hormone called relaxin being released into the body, which prepares the body for the ligaments, loosening the ligaments in the body, preparing it for birth, you get a high permeability in the joints. So, and with also the extra weight gained with baby coming on the tummy, more stress is placed on the lower back joints, and lower back pain is very common. And fortunately, that's one of the few things that is very safe for the pregnant mum to go and have chiropractic treatment to relieve those type of conditions. So yes, I would definitely recommend her to go and see a chiropractor, and it is not too late. She can get wonderful relief from chiropractic care without the use of drugs.
Yeah, fantastic stuff. I tell you, what about things like I had when I was pregnant? I used one of those sort of support pillows. It's shaped like a large C. It's probably about the length of a person, and it provided some relief. Actually, I'll be honest with you.
Oh, wonderful! Yes, it will most certainly do. With all the shapes and changes during pregnancies, sleeping in your back is no longer an option.
No.
So yes, cuddling in the fetal position with the pillow between your knees and the neck supported, so the body's all in a straight line, horizontal with the ground, is probably the most comfortable position that you'll find.
And then in terms of exercise, Lexi's asking about exercise. Is there anything that might relieve that a little bit? I know for me, I found just being in water, swimming, helped enormously, just because it, you know, bore some of the weight that I was carrying. But any specific exercise that might be helpful for expectant mom?
The first question I always ask is, has she been exercising already?
Mm.
The last thing I want to do is tell a mum to go and exercise and walk around the block or go swim. But she hasn't done exercise for the last 2 years,
sure.
Then she's not going to like my advice at all. But movement is the key. We'll get onto that a bit later with the work from home.
Yeah.
But movement and keeping the body moving in motion is critically important. So, yes, if she hasn't been exercising, I would recommend her just do gentle walking around the suburb. She can go for a gentle swim. 10, 20 minutes is sufficient just to keep movement in the body, and that also can give her some relief. And should that not work, she can contact her local chiropractor
and have a session
to see if they can give her some relief.
Super stuff. There you go, Lexi. Hope that helps, and all the very best with baby. SJ, please ask your guest, why is there a popping sound when a joint is adjusted, says Mariam.
lots of studies have been done on that. The popping sound we hear is nothing breaking. Let me just clarify that first. Should we have been breaking things, we will only do it once and the people would never come back for further breaking of their joints. So that's the one myth put to rest. But the cracking sound is simply gas coming out of solution. There's a negative pressure within the joint. And when we adjust the joint, there's a pressure gradient change within the joint. A gas bubble forms within the joint and that pops. And that's the clicking sound that you do hear.
Ah.
And once that bubble pops, you'll only get a clicking sound once in a joint.
Yes.
And you can't do it again. It takes time, for that pressure gradient to rebuild. Before you'll find another clicking sound in that joint.
Tell me something, Doctor. When I was younger, my brother used to click his fingers endlessly, and it used to drive my parents to distraction. And they would say to him, "You're going to end up with arthritis." Was that a myth to stop him from clicking his fingers?
I might be criticised by my colleagues saying that it is a myth. But if you, I normally recommend to my patients, if you're a finger clicker, rather try and distract or open the joint. Rather than crushing the joint together. But no, I wouldn't say that is the direct cause of arthritic fingers, because if it's rheumatoid arthritis, it's an autoimmune condition. And osteoarthritis is a degenerative condition that happens with age and over time. So although it did drive our parents nuts, and my children do the same, I try and discourage it. But if it doesn't really create harm, then carry on.
Carry on. Right, let's talk working from home then, because as you said earlier in the conversation, the people coming through your doors are no longer the sort of the weekend warriors, but more people who are working from home and struggling. Now, I know that my producer Jeremy informed you of my current working from home setup, which is me sitting on my bed with a pillow on my lap and a laptop rested on the pillow. So it's probably not going to come as a massive surprise to you that I've got terrible sciatica and find it hard to move in the morning. What are the biggest mistakes, the most common mistakes that you're seeing people making since so many of us have been forced to work from home? I imagine laptop on a pillow is probably up there.
Yeah, I think I'll put that at number one.
Oh no!
First of all, it's not good for the laptop because laptop might be overheating on the pillow.
It is, yeah.
And B, from the chiropractic approach, yes, the poor posture in the spine.
Mm.
Terry Jan, this has been a big problem, and you're not alone in the boat. I think most of the people are doing that. Before I get to the chiropractic answer to this, you know, I just come back to movement and motion.
Mm.
Before lockdown, we even the lazy person that was going to work in the corporate workplace could muster 3,000 steps if they really didn't even try, maybe 5,000. Just walking from office to office, building to building, to and from, you know. So there's 3,000 steps of the day. So it wasn't very difficult to try and find another 5,000 to get to the goal of 10,000 to get your points. Now, most of those people are sitting in a complex living, compact estate. They're moving from their bedroom to the bathroom to the kitchen.
Yeah.
Maybe if there is a lounge. So now those same people that were doing 3,000 to 5,000 steps are doing 300 to 500 steps.
Mm.
They're ordering their meals online, and that's creating a huge problem with a lack of movement. And movement is the key. I've explained it to my patients like the analogy of a motor car. A motor vehicle is a mechanical structure. So is the body. You don't buy your new car and drive it for 100,000 Ks without a service.
Yeah.
And it depends how you look after that car and how you drive that car. Is the car overloaded, thus being overweight? Is the engine over-revving, working too hard? Are you driving on bad roads? And all of those type of things affect the function of the car, and all our environmental factors affect the function of our bodies. So the more we abuse the body, the more maintenance and service and care this body is going to need.
Doctor, we've got just a couple of minutes left, so I just want to, that's fine. I just want to ask you about the small changes that we can make at home to make sure that we minimize injury.
Okay. The simple changes, I would say, yes, sitting on your laptop on bed is critical error number one.
Okay.
You have to move to a proper workstation, be it the dining room table where you can sit on a proper chair. That is critical to do. Second of all, if we can, go grab your chair from the office. At least you've got a proper workstation to sit or something to sit on, which gives you proper low back support. And thirdly, we're all working on laptops. What I find critical to do is to the laptop, because you're working on the laptop, it tends to suck you into a bad curved round over posture over the computer. I recommend my patients use a laptop riser. Not a laptop tilt that just tilts the keyboard, but a riser that lifts the whole laptop up straight. So automatically that will lift the screen 3 to 6 inches, and you can use an external keyboard and mouse that you plug into the laptop in. So it just raises the whole setup, so you get the look and feel of a desktop computer with your laptop.
Great advice there, Doctor. Thanks ever so much for your time this morning, answering a lot of our questions, and I hope that all of you who sent in your messages, hope you come right. But I tell you what, my mum swears by a chiropractor. I mean, it helps that her chiropractor is quite a dashing young Scottish man, and I'm wondering why that's met, you know, suddenly that she's had a number of treatments for a number of years. But still, Dr. Devet, lovely to have you with us. Thanks ever so much for your time this morning. Dr. Marius Devet is a chiropractor at Rand Park Ridge Family Chiropractic. Thank you so much to you for all of your messages. And don't worry if the doctor didn't have time to answer your question, we will be returning to the conversation in a few weeks' time.